This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Just a few hours before the NFL's first round of their draft, their crown jewel of the offseason, if you will, there was a bombshell that was dropped by ESPN's Adam Schefter. It was a breaking news report that Aaron Rodgers was discontent with the Packers and had gotten to the point that he had told people within the organization that he doesn't want to return to the team. Yesterday, Schefter was on the Dan Patrick Show, and Dan Patrick asked him how that report came about. And it turns out Schefter hadn't really talked to Aaron Rodgers or the Packers that day or the day before or maybe even the day before that. It was just accumulation of stuff that he had known and decided to drop it then.
So you chose to break the news on draft day?
That is absolutely accurate. Correct.
But it wasn't something that you got information about?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No,
okay.
It was nothing that morning that came in and all of a sudden said to me, yeah, he wants out. You should report this. Like, it was going on all offseason. You just keep hearing it. And there was more and more talk. And now there's starting to be Aaron Rodgers talk. And I said, you know what? This isn't going to wait much longer. Let's just go. And it just happened to be draft day.
Yeah, sure.
It just happened to be draft day, a day in which ESPN needs better ratings because they've been tanking for quite some time. And they've been losing subscribers. Yeah. They've had to let people go. Yeah. They really need a good rating with this draft. What better way than to, hey, the reigning MVP might get traded tonight. Might as well watch the draft. Could happen.
Yeah. Can we remove his journalist card?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there was pressure put on him by his bosses. Hey, put something out there. You know, we want to make sure we get some good ratings. I don't know what, but I do know that I owe Aaron Rodgers an apology. I'm accusing him of hijacking the draft last week, as many people were, and apparently he wasn't doing that. He wasn't doing that at all. And Terry Bradshaw, you know, his comments, he pretty much called him a baby and said the Packers should just let him
cry. Oh, my God, yeah. His comments
were based on what Schefter was reporting. And while Schefter was on with Dan Patrick, Warren Moon, another Hall of Fame quarterback, was ripping Rodgers on another outlet.
All those things bothered him about what happened with Jordan Love. That stuff should have been voiced last year and taken care of last year. But I just kind of question the timing of when all that came out on draft day, one of the biggest days of the year for all these young guys, and all of a sudden he wants to take the thunder away from them a little bit. Aaron Rodgers is not going to be Aaron Rodgers, and they want to have somebody ready to go. I don't know why he can't understand that.
This stuff might have already been addressed. He was at the Kentucky Derby with several of his teammates. So, really needs to sit Adam Schefter down again and have him explain all of this one more time.
Packers, the NFL.
Yes, to find out what's going on here.
Be happy with it.
To me, well, they might not be happy with it, or are they? Because, again, were you more inclined to watch the draft if you weren't going to watch it in the event that Aaron Rodgers was going to get traded to, say, your Denver Broncos, your Miami Dolphins, your Washington football team? Yeah. You know, where would he go? Who can do this? Who can pull this off? If he was going to go, he would probably go in the first round because you would assume it involved a first-round pick of some kind.
If I'm Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, I don't like this at all.
No.
You're creating a problem for us.
Yes. Not good. Not good. Also not good, yesterday, Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Logan Paul were down in Miami to promote their June 6th exhibition fight. Logan Paul's brother, Jake, the douche, he garnished a lot of attention. As a matter of fact, at one point got face-to-face with Floyd, challenging him to a fight. Floyd basically told him that he would take both of the Logan brothers on the same night. Not a problem. Get the papers.
The Pauls,
And then, for some reason, Jake then reached out and grabbed Floyd's hat.
Got your hat.
And ran away. Got your hat and ran away.
My.
Floyd and his people chased after him. They got the hat back, and there may have been a punch thrown here or there because Jake Paul seemingly has a black eye, unless it's makeup. Who knows? But I do know Conor McGregor.
But he got more likes for his page.
Yep, Conor McGregor watched this thing and then immediately called it total S. That this isn't a fight. This is stupid.
Conor's calling it a circus. Yeah. There's a problem.
I know. He's basically referring to both of these guys as not real fighters.
They're not real fighters.
They're not.
Yeah. Hey, how about
that's a circus?
How about? But he is thankful.
He's always thankful.
How about that, Phil Mickelson?
I'm Phil Mickelson, pro golfer.
I know. He is atop of the leaderboard. 7-under 64, round one of the Wells Fargo's Championship.
7-under.
Yeah, he's up two shot lead. At the Quail Hollow Club. Who thought that was going to ever happen again? Not me. Los Angeles Angels and Albert Pujols are getting a divorce. The Angels letting him go.
Well, destiny honks the horn of gotta go.
The 41-year-old Pujols in the final year of a 10-year mega deal was hitting just 198 with five homers and one stolen base in 24 games. He's recently lost playing time to Shohei Ohtani at the DH position as well as Jared Walsh at first base. Mm-hmm. Despite his numbers, if he decides to retire, if he doesn't get signed by another team, he's an automatic first ballot Hall of Famer. His first 11 seasons with the Cardinals, he was the NL Rookie of the Year, a three-time National League MVP award winner, two-time World Series champion, and if he retires, he's one of only four players to have hit 600 or more home runs and have at least 3,000 or more hits.
Holy crap!
The other three, Hank Aaron, Willie Mays, and Alex Rodriguez. Wow. That's incredible.
It's great company.
It is great company. Yes, the Angels then, after they announced that he was gone, went out and lost again. They lose to the Rays last night 5-3. Uh-huh. Atlanta completes the sweep of the Nationals in D.C. 3-2. The Astros got the last laugh in New York. They beat the Yankees 7-4. Red Sox over the Tigers in a slugfest 12-9. Phillies beat the Brewers. Mets beat St. Louis. In the NBA, the Wizards in overtime beat the Raptors. I knew that. I took the points. I'm happy the Wizards won. That was good stuff.
Nice.
The Mavericks beat the Nets. Brooklyn has now lost four in a row. Bulls beat the Hornets. Golden State with a victory over the Thunder. And the Clippers easily beat the Lakers. Not good for the Lakers. The New York Rangers, you know, they were furious about that whole Tom Wilson thing. And then when he did not get suspended for causing the problems that he did on Monday night, they then put out a statement in which they were calling for the head of player safety, George Parros, to be fired. Well, the NHL has now fined the New York Rangers $250,000.
Wow.
And I don't know if there's a GoFundMe yet, but I'm not even a Rangers fan, but I'm going to kick in. I'm going to help you pay that fine.
I'm a Capitals fan, and I'll help you pay that fine.
I'm kicking in. Yeah. Kicking in. The Penguins last night had a center by the name of Jeff Carter. He scored four goals. That's a hat trick plus one in an 8-4 victory over the Sabres, and specifically Michael Hauser, the rookie goalie.
That'll leave a will.
It will. Yeah, it will. He, of course,
that ain't get past him.
That he born with the clubbed feet.
Did he play the whole game?
He did. I looked it up. Eight. They kept him in there. Okay. They probably figured, hey, we're going to lose this one anyway.
Might He's got to have time in the crease, man.
Plus, we got no one else. The Blackhawks in overtime beat the Hurricanes. The Bruins over the Rangers. Devils beat the Islanders. Here's your fun fact. This, I thought I heard somewhere, and I didn't believe it, but I just looked it up.
Yeah.
The term third world country has nothing to do with poverty. It simply refers to countries after World War II that did not align with either the Western U.S. coalition or the Soviet bloc. If you didn't align one way or the other,
I did not know that. I
so like South America, was boom, third world. Yeah.
Wow.
You're in the third world.
Yeah.
There's two distinct worlds.
Yep.
That's trippy.
NATO and, you know.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. I got you.